Well, good morning, everyone. It's 9:22 a.m. It's Tuesday. It is May 22nd, and we're on our way to an airport, but we're not flying anywhere. So, oh God, watching people almost get into accidents. Anyway, okay, we've got about 17 minutes because of traffic and all that other nonsense. So I figured I may as well record, right? And I'm all lit up, too. I'm all lit up. Okay. So, been up and down the East Coast the last few days. Man, you know, heading into the Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C. area, even though it was actually reasonably nice weather when I left. It's an anxious place. I watched the Capitals lose a game while I was in Virginia. And then, you know, get to Florida and the Capitals win a game. Win game six last night. They really put forth some heart. They played game six like they, you know, like their season depended on it and they were at home. I hope they can keep that type of intensity for game seven. Anything can happen for game seven. I'm not going to make predictions. I'm just going to root for the home team. Except, no, the home team is Tampa Bay. So we're really rooting for my home team, which is the Capitals. So go Caps. All right. On to the more seriousness. Goodness gracious. Anybody out there feel abused? This is what I think is so bothersome about what witnessing the executive branch in our government is. I feel like the president is abusing us. Abusing people that care about being good people, having good government, and just in general being moral people. That there's an assault on goodness. You can kind of see it with the Santa Fe shooting, right? Here's a guy who, the story that's going around is it's the kid got basically rejected by a girl in front of everyone, and she publicly flamed him in a classroom or something, probably because he was doing something. And through that, obviously emotionally damaging event, he turned toward what truly weak people do when they can't deal with their problems, which is turn to violence and in a fit of rage, kill everyone. And then, you know, I didn't think about this before I said it, but it's another example of the weakness and cowardness is I believe the kid then couldn't even kill himself because he's such a coward. And so resorting to violence and lashing out they're the tools, they're the weapons of the weak. And when you see that for what it is and you kind of understand that the true weakness, it's always an appearance of strength, yet really behind it is such weakness. You can see it with Putin. With Vladimir Putin, I was listening to an interview with Bill Browder. I highly recommend those interviews. Maybe I'll post some here in a thread. Actually, I do some background on my posts here on kenbraverman.com and show you some videos. But Bill Browder talks about Vladimir Putin and how he's such a weak man, really, and all he cares about is trying to maintain his power, and the threats of overthrowing his power dictate his life, and that's why he kills everyone who's a traitor around him, and he's constantly seeking out where the traitors are. It's all about traitors. And I understand that that's what you have to do when you're a dictator. Well, the problem I think we are having here in America is that the people, the government, the institutions of law enforcement, the FBI, CIA, regular law enforcement, regular district courts, judges, everybody, it is not in the nature or it's not in the DNA of the fair and the balanced and the intelligent to be vicious and kill as the dictator does. It's much easier to be evil and destroy than it is to organize and compromise and do all of these things that really take effort to solve problems. It's so much easier to just destroy things and scream out and lash out like a weak child, like our president does. And now where we are is that weak child is screaming, like having temper tantrums every day and trying to destroy everyone else to save himself because he's so terribly guilty. And even he understands he's going to get locked up and not only lose his business, lose his wealth, but his family will lose everything and he will go to jail. Because you can't accept bribes from foreign governments and abuse us, abuse Americans, abuse our environment by instilling a corporate shill as the head of the EPA. It's May 22nd and he is still there. This is a criminal in the flesh. This is a piece of pond scum that is destroying our water and saying, hey, everybody who gets E. coli, go for it. We're not going to try to clean up anything. We're not going to try to clean up anything. We are going to say that everyone can just dump their waste and kill everybody. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, homeless dude asking for money. Not looking good. Trump is worse than this homeless guy because this homeless guy, I don't know if he's homeless, but he's begging for money. He comes up to the car and then walks away. He doesn't come up to the car and then ask you to divulge confidential FBI sources and take money from other countries and release sanctions and allow their spying phones to be sold on your marketplace from China like ZTE because he doesn't care about America. He just cares about his own wallet. This crying weak baby who knows he's going to prison as soon as the long arm of the law comes down on him is still president right now. And it's so obvious and we all know he's terribly guilty and still destroying everything. We are being abused, and as someone who is being victimized and not accustomed to being victimized, in other words, I want to lash out. When you are treated like a victim, but you are not naturally a victim, you don't sit down and take it. Like, you ever see these women who get sexually assaulted or something, but they're not the type to just take it and be quiet? And they get up and they start suing or they kill the man. Like, there's sometimes a guy will try to rape a woman and the woman will be tough as nails and like kill him, strangle him or stab him. Like, I love it. I love those women. I'm like, hell yeah, bitch. I'm like, right on. Like, slice that dude's, go Lorena Bobbitt on his ass. Like, I understand. That's fine. Anyway, when you're not naturally a victim, you start to do things like I'm doing. Like, I'm all over Facebook calling out the truth, calling for the arrest of the president, essentially. And I'm not getting arrested myself because the president, if the president sued me for defamation, the president would lose. Like, the president is guilty. And through discovery, it would be proven. Like, you can call the president you can call the president someone who accepts bribes from foreign nations and a future felon. You can call him that because that's what he is. And of course, because of that, us allowing him to continue to wield this power over us is an abusive act. And it is self-defense for us to find a way to legally remove him from office. It is absolutely in self-defense of the country. I feel like the ACLU should try to get a stop order immediately, a cease and desist on him being president, because it is harmful to us. We can show harm. It's so frustrating. Who wants to get... I mean, if somebody started punching Sylvester Stallone, what is he going to do? Sit back and say, well, you know, the law says that I can't fight back outside of the ring. No. These laws that we have about giving the president ridiculous powers, like to pardon anybody he wants, are complete BS. And our Congress is aiding and abetting this president. And people like Devin Nunes, I'm adding that N-A to your last name because you lie about being Hispanic, because you lie about everything. Devin Nunes, freaking another future felon. That guy is releasing classified information, harming, obstructing justice, and I'm sure accepting bribes as well, because there's no other reason he would do those things. He's a victim that just takes it. Like, the Trump just strong arms Nunez and smacks him around all the time like a bitch, and Nunez just takes it and says, "More, please. I will be your transition authoritarian. I'll be the head of your transition, Mr. President." We have to lock people like that up. They are a danger to society. Like, subpoenaing and trying to gather information about confidential informants, while that information is real and probably eventually will be out anyway, such is life. What you're going to do is, if that's a Russian guy or something, or let's say you've got confidential informants internationally, right? If the president can just release them because he's really working for Putin, because Putin's loaning him a lot of money and paying him off, and Putin wants to know who a rat is, if, you know, we have an intelligence source in Russia, I mean, the president's going to release that. What that the president is doing is the definition of harm to national security. He is trying to help another country and hurt what America is doing. It is a treasonous act if you consider us at war, and I think we are at war because Putin won't stop, and Putin keeps trying to poison people. What do you think Putin's going to do if he finds that there's a spy high up in his, you know, in his country somewhere? What do you think he's going to do? We all know what he's going to do. Somebody's going to all of a sudden fall off an eighth story building somewhere, and we all just, you know, shake our heads and say, "Man, you know, that nasty Putin guy, that human rights abuser, he's just killing again. Oh, well, wish Navalny had won that election that was rigged," right? I don't want to live in a country that's like that. And that's what we are silently condoning by not speaking up and by not, like, physically containing and arresting our president who's supporting this and trying to push our country in that direction. We're an authoritarian leader can just lawlessly, that's what Trump is doing, lawlessly exist and operate above the law and continually break laws against everyone else and strong arm people into supporting him, and he victimizes them. You have to take the bully out of class, give him detention, and sometimes expel him from school because he's too dangerous. And that's what we have to do, right? It is freaking serious as cancer, which we will cure by immunotherapy someday in the near future, but not with Trump in office, because he doesn't help. We must do something extremely soon. We can't continue to allow this. We can't wait for this train to just go straight into a wall. I mean, he's trying to build his wall right on the middle of a train track. And because when he's going, this is the thing, in his world, he's the only one that exists. So as his world collapses on him, as the long arm of the law eventually infects everyone, and it's Don Jr. and Jared and him, and the businesses are gone, because the businesses are all founded on foreign money and loans that he can't even pay back. When all that really comes crashing down and he's not president anymore, he can't wield get out of jail free cards to everyone anymore, it's over, and his world is over. And that is horribly impactful on the rest of us, because he doesn't care what happens to us. He only cares about what happens to him. It's a huge personality disorder. We all recognize it. We all laugh at it, and we all say, "Oh, you know, how can anyone be like this?" We all stare and kind of rubberneck at it because it's so ridiculous, right? Like, I was watching one of those interviews with a Saturday Night Live cast member, and he's talking about how Trump, like, picked up the phone and pretended like he got a phone call and said his book was number one. Just making stuff up that we are all just like, it's so ridiculous. Except he's wielding all this power right now. It's not okay. And it hasn't been okay from day -1, and it's not okay now. And don't allow people to support him, because you must tell them, no, he's an agent of a foreign government. He's trying to hurt all of us. and he takes nothing but foreign money. Hey, doesn't he take foreign money? Haven't we proven that? Aren't we going to be proving a lot more of that? Don't you understand he shouldn't be president anymore? Can't you agree he shouldn't be president anymore? Because he's a fucking felon? Yeah. He's going to be a fucking felon. He's committing felonies. That's what he's doing. Please, President, sue me. We have to stop this. We have to stop this. It's not okay. And it makes me anxious. And people are like, Kenny, why are you like this? Kenny, it doesn't affect you personally. Yes, it does affect us all personally. You ask the kids who in Santa Fe, Texas, right? If supposedly, I haven't verified this, but I heard this on a real news channel. Supposedly, like, the social media account of the kid that killed all these people, he had two like main category likes on his social media profile, and they were Trump and guns. Trump and guns. If that's true, what on earth are we doing allowing this anti-role model to hold this highest position in our government? How can we condone this as human beings? I can't, and I can't shut up about it, and I'm not going to shut up about it until he's no longer president. And we should all focus on a world where he is not president immediately. Immediately. Arrest him immediately. Ken Braverman is out.